I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch strongly opposes President Donald Trump's plan to divert roughly $6 billion in emergency funds to help build a wall along parts of the Mexican border. Trump has declared that a lack of security measures along the border constitutes a national emergency. Welch says the president's actions set a dangerous precedent.
It will be challenged in the courts, and I believe it will be found unconstitutional. A basic separation of powers decision is that Congress has the authority to allocate money. And so the president doesn't have an emergency like has existed in the past when that kind of authority was used.
Senator Patrick Leahy is also opposed to the president's actions. In a written statement, Leahy said there is no national emergency and that Trump had, quote, manufactured a crisis. Regulators have finished an investigation into emergency calling disruptions on Consolidated Communications phone network. The state launched the investigation in 2016 after an equipment failure that January briefly halted 911 service. Clay Purvis is director of telecommunications at the Department of Public Service. He says the settlement requires Consolidated to upgrade the redundancy and resiliency of its system.
I think that if Consolidated implements the recommendations of the report to our satisfaction, that it will improve the network.
The department hired a technical consultant to evaluate the network, which Consolidated inherited after it acquired Fairpoint Communications in 2017. During that consultant's review, two other incidents occurred that affected 911 service. And Vermont tax revenues for the general and transportation funds exceeded their monthly targets in January, while revenue collections in the education fund was below expectations. Education fund collections were $2.85 million below the mark. Administration Secretary Suzanne Young says that's primarily due to the sales and use tax and an updated forecast that was approved in late January. The University of Vermont has selected Suresh Garamella as its next president. The Board of Trustees this morning authorized its chair to negotiate a contract with Garamella. Garamella was the sole finalist for the job. He is currently an executive vice president at Purdue University in Indiana. During a visit to campus on Thursday, he said he looks forward to broadening the university's fundraising reach. And a measure that would legalize sales of recreational marijuana has taken another step through the Vermont legislature. VTDigger.org reports the Senate Judiciary Committee passed a bill setting up a system to tax and regulate recreational cannabis today. It now heads to the Senate's Taxing and Spending Committees. Governor Phil Scott continues to express misgivings about legal marijuana sales in Vermont. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight: evening rain or snow showers changing to snow and tapering off west to east and clearing tonight, lows in the 20s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.